Now.
The Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
I think that Jelly Roll song was actually perfect for a lot of the feelings we have right now on Y98. I'm not okay, but everything will be all right, I think is kind of the perfect words. Yesterday, we got the news, actually, in the middle of the show. Kevin had gotten a text message that someone who was part of the Y98 family for a very, very long time and did the morning show here for 15 years, Jen Myers, had passed away after battling cancer for what felt like forever. One of the strongest women and the biggest hearts in the entire world had passed away at 49.
Yeah, it is. I don't have words. It has been very, very difficult to continue, you know, having talked to her husband, Ryan, knowing how Jen just kept continued to fight to be with her kids, Finn and Nora. I just feel so just kind of empty, you know, but I also know that Jen was somebody who kept going and would want us to continue to keep going. That's who she was. That's how she lived her life. And we'll get a moment to honor her today and, you know, talk about, you know, what she meant to either us personally in this radio station or what she meant to you. You know, the fact that she shared her struggles with infertility, the fact that she shared her struggles with cancer and shared her struggles with working with me, all those things that she shared, you know, were enlightening to people. And they just, you know, could look at her and go, you know what? If Jen Myers can do it, so can I. And she became an inspiration to a ton of people. And man, the amount of money she raised for Pedal the Cause to help fight cancer is just unbelievable. The fact that she was able just to turn things around and to, you know, take something that was so personal to her to help so many people is just a tribute to who she really, really was.
These are tough ones. We lost a family member.
Yeah.
We consider you part of the family, and so we're going to go on a grief journey together on today's show. Because today's show is like one of those shows that are struggles. Like Hannah texted me last night, like, what do I do on social media? Should I still post a funny video? And I wrote back and said, laughter is the best medicine, right? Mm-hmm. And so we're going to laugh at times today. We're going to be silly with each other because that's important. I think my dad has this saying that he says all the time, life is for the living. So, and Jen is a battler. She's a fighter. So we're going to fight and we're going to laugh and we're going to have some fun. But also we're going to honor her too on today's show. And we're going to give you a chance to talk about what Jen meant to you, because she meant so much to so many people because of what she did with this radio station. So all of that will happen on today's show, because that's what family does. They laugh, they cry, they argue, they fight, and they give each other big hugs. And so today's show, we will do all of that in one show. And so thank you for being part of the Y98 family. And we are so sad we lost one of the Y98 family members in Jen Myers.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
An 11-year-old girl didn't love the playground right by her house, so she drew a picture of what she wished it would look like, and then her mom actually brought her to the city along with her drawing and basically pitched this entire new playground, and the city actually built the playground.
No way.
That's awesome. That is so
cool. No way.
Love
that.
Yeah. Love it.
What a powerful story about, like, drawing out your dreams and then pushing and making them come true, and unstoppable forces from, like, our youth. And then, like, what a badass mom to do it as well.
And apparently the little girl met with the people like 4 or 5 times to make sure the playground was perfect. And then she was the one that cut the ribbon at the ribbon cutting
ceremony. That's so cool. Awesome.
Brett, you are a big park guy and a park family. You should have Theodore do this.
I know. Yeah. There's a book that's kind of like this, that like they're one of the girls in the book, like, makes it come to life, and she builds a park for the city and stuff like that. It's like a real life version of this book.
Yeah.
So it's so cool. This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empowered checking account when you go to togethercu.org/empower.
The polls are open.
All right, poll of the day on the Brett Mega Show. Later on today, AB's catching a flight to go see Shawn Mendes in concert.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an exclusive, like, private performance thing. Where is it at in Nashville?
It's at Red Rocks.
At Red Rocks.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. That's cool.
Jelly!
And do you guys remember when Hannah met Riley Green, her favorite celebrity?
Yes.
She had sent, like, outfits for, like a month straight to all of her girlfriends. So for this poll of the day, you cannot be like Hannah. You get to meet your favorite artist, your favorite celebrity, get to fly out and see him at Red Rocks and hang out with him. But you have to look like total crap. Like, worst outfit you can think of. You're smelly, straight from the gym, stair-stepper, sweating. Couldn't look worse.
Oh, it's a meet and greet, too?
Meet and greet experience.
Woo!
You guys hanging out together. Would you take it?
Oh, absolutely.
So you would hang out with Riley Green looking like crap?
Yeah, I would.
No makeup?
I think he likes a girl who works out, so I would really, you know, I'd just be like, oh, man, I've just been so busy working out. My biggest thing, like, I wouldn't care as much about how I looked, but if I smelled bad, that'd be worse because people remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You like, if you, like, look mid, like, okay, but if you smell bad, they're going to be like, okay.
You got to be smelly.
I'm not taking her on the tour
gotta
bus.
You got to be smelly, too.
You got to be smelly in this scenario. You're real smelly.
Look, I don't have a shot with Dua Lipa anyway.
Kev, you never know.
So I'll take it.
You would take it.
I would definitely do it because I feel like, big celebrities don't want to date their fans, so it would almost make it look like you don't care.
Ooh.
So there's a bigger chance of them like really falling in love.
Doesn't it sound like, who do you guys say, pick me? Like, I don't even care.
Oh, it's completely pick me.
Oh, that circumstance would be
my sister said she wants to bring a, we're in the third row for the Shawn Mendes concert. She was like, I think I'm going to bring a book and act like I don't care and see if he sees
That's
me.
Funny. So this is kind of what I'm talking about.
Hey, mastermind.
I think you guys are going to be surprised by mine. I'm the only one who says no. I wouldn't meet him.
Why?
Yeah, because it's Kelly Clarkson.
No, I don't do anything half-assed, guys.
No.
You guys all reacted to me. Kevin, it's okay. It's been a day already.
Here we go.
Go try again.
The polls are open.
Hannah's homeschool.
How you doing, Rachel?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Are you ready to take on Hannah?
Yeah.
Let's do it. So, Rachel, Hannah and you are going to answer the same five pop culture questions. Tell her to leave, Rachel. Tell her to get on out of here.
Go ahead and head out.
Boom.
Oh, that was like very teacher assertive.
Very stern. Stern, yeah.
Putting your foot down.
All right, Hannah leaves the room. She can't hear the questions, and Rachel's going to get them all correct. I can just feel it. All right. First question, Rachel. Which character did John Stamos play in Full House?
Uncle Jesse.
Boom. A Brady Bunch revival was scrapped at the last second. Name one of the Brady Bunch kids.
Marsha.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Which young female singer just announced a Netflix special?
Sabrina Carpenter.
Should we count it? Because technically, kind of, but I was looking for Olivia Rodrigo.
AB, what do you say?
AB, we always go to you on this.
Yeah, I'll give it to her.
All right. Because Sabrina Carpenter does have a Netflix special coming out in December.
Yeah.
Where can you get a boo bucket at?
McDonald's.
And then Starbucks just announced two new drinks for what movie release?
Beetlejuice.
All right. 4 out of 5. Not bad. All right. The only one you missed is that Starbucks one, and it was a scary one. It was one for the good witch and one for the bad witch. Wicked witch.
Oh, wicked.
Wicked. All right. Let's see how Hannah does and see if she can get them all.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, we got Hannah walking back into the room. We're in the middle of Hannah's homeschool. Rachel just crushed it, answering 4 out of 5 pop culture questions correct. Rachel, how'd you feel about those?
Pretty good.
All right, we're going to see how Hannah does. 4 out of 5, Hannah, I'm going to ask you the same questions I asked Rachel. A tie will go towards you, Hannah, so you do have that advantage, right?
Okay.
Which character did John Stamos play in Full House?
Oh, baby, Uncle Jesse.
Oh, baby, Uncle Jesse. A Brady Bunch revival was scrapped at the last second. Name just one of the Brady Bunch kids. Six of them you could choose from.
Billy?
Billy would be incorrect. No Billy.
Come on. Greg, Peter, Bobby, Marsha, Jan, Cindy, and even Cousin Oliver.
Cousin Oliver.
Yeah. I thought that all their names started with B.
Nope.
No.
Just Bobby.
Oh. Yeah. Good old Bobby.
All right. Can't miss on the rest of the way out.
Okay.
Which young female singer just announced a Netflix special?
Olivia Rodrigo.
Yes, covered it in the Hollywood hashtag.
I did. A lot has happened in 24 hours, okay?
All right. Where can you get a boo bucket at?
McDonald's.
All right, so you need
this
question.
I thought you said, where can you get a boob? I'm like, your mother? I don't know.
All right. Boob buckets and boobs. All very well-rounded here. Yeah. So it all comes down to this last question. Starbucks just announced two new drinks for what movie? Release.
Wicked.
Correct. 4 out of 5.
Nice.
Dang, that's the only one Rachel missed. She thought it was for Beetlejuice. It's for Wicked.
No.
Tie goes towards Hannah.
Yeah.
Rachel, you got to say this is Rachel. I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Rachel. I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Brett better keep it. Brett
better keep it moving.
All right, keep it moving is where we cover all the trending stories. We take a look at see what's trending, and we'll read off some headlines, and then Hannah either tells me keep it moving or tell me more. We know life is busy. It's probably why you're not following all the trending stories like we are. We're like, I got a million things going on. And so we'll put 2 minutes on the clock, and you'll feel like you're up to date on everything. Like, woman's intuition is the headline.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear all about it.
8 in 10 women feel like they have a sixth sense, according to research. Do you feel the same way, Hannah?
I do.
All right. That gut feeling is right 70% of the time.
Whoa.
That's pretty high.
Yeah, yeah. When it comes to meeting new people, making major life decisions, comes to dealing with their health, women know 70% of the time when they have a gut feeling, it's the right feeling.
That's crazy.
So just follow the gut, ladies. Guys are never right.
Yeah.
We do the opposite. We have a gut feeling. We just ask our wife what to do. Yep. What's your intuition tell you?
Yep.
Jelly Roll treats fans to free food.
What?
On Tuesday, Jelly Roll was in Little Rock, Arkansas, and Gus's world famous fried chicken. We got one off Manchester. Love Gus's. He took a bunch of people there and said, you know what? Food's on me. Picked up an $11,000 tab.
Oh, my gosh.
Tipped $7,500.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Wow. That's some Jelly Roll, isn't it?
That is very Jelly Roll, and wasn't he just in St. Louis?
Yeah, why did you go to our guys? Yeah,
right.
Jelly Roll? No emos for us.
Come on.
How much are World Series tickets?
Too expensive. Keep it moving. And, hello, I'm not going to that.
Okay. Least popular Halloween candy.
What is it?
According to a recent study, Americans hate candy corn the most.
Really?
I can't even hear those words.
Oh, no. You know what you got to do with candy corn? You mix it with peanuts. It's like a payday.
I never did that before.
You're mixing a lot of stuff with peanuts recently, and everything is not good. Peanuts and ranch.
Yeah.
Peanuts and candy corn.
I'm getting protein.
You know what was number two, and I also don't like it because it is not very good. It's such an overrated candy. It's Jawbreakers. Was number two.
Oh,
Lisa.
Yeah.
What?
They are like, you just like, you really do have to break your jaw to crack those things. And like, they might have good flavor for a little bit, but who wants to suck out a candy for that long?
I actually don't think I've ever had one because my mom was so against those.
It's a rule. You can't suck for that long.
Right.
Okay. Good morning.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Mega Minds.
All right, before we kick off an hour of commercial-free music, we always give you the Megamind question of the day. This is considered the worst thing to order on a first date. A lot of first dates happen on Friday nights, Hannah.
Juicy. I'm going to say ribs.
All right.
Like, that was mine. All over your fingers, all over your hands. There's
so
not
delicious.
A good way to eat them.
Oh. Yeah,
women look sexy getting all barbaric on those ribs.
I think it's fish. Because it smells, and sometimes you get it with a bone, and you have to cut it and debone the fish, and you look like an idiot. Do I speak from experience? Yes, I do.
Is that what you did, Kev?
I did.
Red flag.
And then he had didn't have enough money in the account to pay
exactly,
for the first day.
Exactly, then I had to go to an ATM.
Oh, my God.
Breaking down Kevin's first dating horror stories.
That's right.
Okay, I think I'm going to say a salad, because I feel like if a girl orders a salad, a guy's like, really? Like, you're going to act like you don't eat.
There usually is a comment to follow, for sure.
Yeah, salads is up there. It was actually third.
Ooh,
wow.
But no one else even got anything in the not one or two was yelled out yet. So
no ribs?
No, it wasn't ribs. I think that was a really solid answer,
though,
too.
Yeah, I do, too.
These are the top two worst things to eat on a first date. That answer's coming away in two songs.
Mega Minds.
Megamind question of the day. This is the number one thing that people consider the worst thing to eat on a first date. A lot of first dates happen on the weekends. What's the worst thing to order?
Oh, man. Lots of things coming in on the text line. Reese says chicken wings because, you know, all
it's
in your fingers. Yeah. It can get on your face. Victoria says onions. Jasmine says spaghetti.
That was number two.
We got
spaghetti?
A text.
Spaghetti was number two.
Really?
I think they think it's sloppy or slurping.
It does tend to get on people's face.
Get in people's faces.
Oh, come on. It's Lady in a Tramp.
All right. Kevin found a way to make it. Kevin thought about it in a romantic way.
Dan says onions and garlic. And we got a text. No name. Says anything at White Castle.
Oh.
I disagree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's AV's love language. Right. That McDonald's.
I think because of the stomach issues, this is the reason it's number one. It's a little sloppy, but then also a lot of people get stomach issues for it. Number one was curry.
Oh,
like a Thai food or curry or something like that. They say, don't order curry on a first date. It could just go bad.
Mega Minds.
Thank you for listening to the Brett Maga Show. We appreciate every single person who listens to the show and has been part of the Y98 family for a long time. And if you have been part of the Y98 family for a long time, you might have heard the news yesterday. But this next thing sucks. Like, it really is sucky part of the job or to talk about this. And it's just a sucky part about life. But it's a reality and a truth to life. If you did not hear, someone who was really important to Y98 and a Y98 family member for a very, very long time. She had done mornings on Y98 for 15 years. Jen Myers. Kevin actually got a text message in the middle of the show yesterday, yeah, finding out that she had passed away after a very, very long battle with cancer.
Yeah, it was a shock. You know, old friend, old host Guy Phillips sent the text that unfortunately Jen was gone. And, you know, copied me and several of the other show members, Courtney Landrum, Lance Hildebrand, letting us know that unfortunately, you know, she has lost her battle with cancer. And man, it still hasn't really sunk in. I still haven't really processed it, yeah, you know, and I feel so just lost for her husband, Ryan, and the kids, Finn and Nora, who she lived for and continued to fight for. I just grieve for them.
You know, I don't know what it is about the loss of Jen, because her and I had a relationship, but it wasn't like what Kevin had. You guys had worked together. You, yeah, guys were friends. Mm-hmm. You guys were employees. She was a support system, someone you could turn to. But like, because we do similar jobs and she has a son and a daughter who are young, all I can think about is like, she was 49.
Yeah.
And all I can think about, and I'm not even making this about me, and don't get it twisted, I do think about your kids and hug, right, them a little closer, mm-hmm, appreciate those moments, because all I think about for Jenna is like, man, like watching your kids graduate high school, watching them graduate college, finding out who they're going to become, being at their wedding.
Yeah.
I feel like all that stuff was stripped from Jen, and she fought like freaking hell, man.
I know.
For those kids, for Ryan. So, well, I'm going to play you a piece of audio from Jen's, like one of her last shows when Jen was transitioning from mornings to like middays. And when she was walking away, because two reasons. One, she wanted more time with those kids.
Yep.
She wanted to soak in those moments. And, you know, the cancer was hard. She was doing a job that was really tasking and it was really hard. And so she explains why. But the other thing she explains that I think is so important for you guys to listen to is how much you, the person listening in the car, meant to Jen and how much Y98 meant to Jen. So this is Jen's message when she was leaving mornings and how much Y98 meant to her.
Gosh, it's difficult to look back on the last 15 years doing mornings on Y98 and not get emotional. I mean, I started at this station when I was in my 20s, and like every life event has happened. I got engaged while I was here. I got married. I was a newlywed when I started on the morning show. We have shared so many stories over the years, and you have been so supportive of me that I can never thank you enough. You know, everybody is carrying their own burden. This has not been an easy decision for me, but I have been offered a new opportunity that will allow me to spend more time with my family. And that is why today I'm announcing that I'm leaving the morning show. I mean, I am a mom who has never been able to give my kids a hug or a kiss in the morning. They never heard me say, I love you, before they left for school until this past March. I mean, I've never driven my kids to school, and I know people are like, oh, lucky you, because the morning routine is tedious and it feels like a chore, but it's those little moments that I felt so lucky to have over the last 11 months. I love my family and my friends so much, and I want to be here for as long as possible. I still have cancer, and when my boss asked me where I see myself in 5 years, I couldn't say it out loud because it just scares me. And this May will mark 5 years since I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And if you asked me back then where I saw myself in 5 years, I didn't. I just didn't see myself here. So as I approach that anniversary, I'm filled with gratitude. I mean, every day is a gift. I've been so lucky to do this job for as long as I have. And I am going to miss laughing so hard in the morning. That has been... I know I'm not laughing. It's been the best medicine for me. And when you say... When people text in and say, thank you so much for making me laugh in the morning, you don't understand how much it means. I do. I understand more than you will ever know.
This job, this radio station, you as a listener meant so much to Jen. She poured her heart out to you guys and gave everything she had to this radio station, to her family, to her kids. And there's something that just stood out to me, man. Like, Jen left a job that she absolutely loved so she could drop her kids off at school. Yeah. So if you're thinking, man, it sucks getting out of the house, especially on a rainy day today because I feel like God's crying, you know, like we're all kind of, like, hug them, man. Appreciate that drop off.
Right.
I felt like that yesterday. I had an event at Magic House and I got home and my kids came running up to me when I got home and I just like hugged them tight because I was like, being able to do that, that's something Jen won't be able to do anymore. She won't be able to say that I love you. So say I love you as many times you can today. Appreciate the drop offs. When life feels like it's just overwhelming, just soak it in, man.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and one of the things about her was she gave herself and gave her kids more time. I've never met somebody who just kept fighting and kept going. One more fight, you know, never give up and keep going. And you know, as I've said before, she spread her message of love and helped out so many people by letting them know about different cancer ways to fight it, different things you could do to battle it, and raising so much money for Pedal the Cause and for others who are sadly in that similar situation. But she just kept going and going and going, and it is just a testament to her and just that warrior willpower of Jen. She is going to be so missed by so many people.
What I always promise you is that you are part of this show. And so what we're going to do is, if you have a message you want to send on behalf of Jen, to honor Jen, show respect to Jen, we are going to, and Kevin has reached out to Ryan and the family and the kids and said, hey, we'll honor you. And Kevin's going to send this audio because Ryan asked for it. So if you have a message, this is a chance for you to say what Jen meant to you, what her story has meant to you. And if you have anything you want to say to Ryan or the kids, we're going to open up the phone lines to you because we'll directly send that to the family. So 314-531-9898. Kevin also has prepared some words, what Jen meant to him, and he will read those to you right after Jelly Roll, which I feel like this is the perfect song right now. Couldn't probably be a more perfect song right now because I think a lot of us are not feeling okay this morning. Yesterday, we got word that a longtime family member of Y98, who meant so much to this radio station, so much to this community, Jen Myers, had passed away. She was 49. Mm. One of the longest battles with breast cancer. And if you want to leave a message for Jen or what she meant to you, if you grew up listening to Jen and the impact that she had on you, we are going to send this audio directly to her. Her husband, Ryan, texted Kevin yesterday and said, please send this audio to me. And so their family will get to hear it. And you can actually, it's like you having an opportunity to speak to their family. 314-531-9898. We're going to take as many calls as we can get through. But I know Kevin had prepared some words because I know, Kevin, you had worked with Jen for 15 years doing mornings here. And she was more than just a coworker. She was a friend.
She was a friend. Yeah. And you know, I wrote a lot down. Because I knew I would forget, and I knew I would ramble if I didn't write things down. But, you know, I have been extremely blessed to have worked with some amazing people here at Y98, some amazing morning shows like this one, the Brett Mega Show. But before that, there were some other teams, the mini incarnations of Phillips and Company, Courtney and Company, The Wake Up with Jen and Tim, and Jen Myers was a huge part of those teams. And a huge part of my life for over 15 years. And I'm still finding it hard to process that she is physically gone. But to borrow from the poem She Is Gone by David Harkins, you can shed tears that she is gone, or you can smile because she has lived. You can cry and close your mind, be empty and turn your back, or you can do what she would want, smile, open your eyes, love, and go on. Jen would want us to smile. She would want us to go on. Jen was someone who could turn a why me into a why not. She used her cancer battle to raise awareness and thousands of dollars for cancer research. She shared her struggles with infertility so others who also struggle would not be alone. She shared her stories of family and friends and so many laughs in and out of the studio. She took on more and more work, responsibilities, and would retire and then return because she was needed. Jen used to text me every year around this time, too, because my mother passed away on October 26th in 2013, and she always said, thinking about your mom and sending you love. She always thought of others. Always sent a happy Mother's Day message to my wife, Sarah. Always sent texts about the kids, how they were doing, asked about how my kids were doing, too. She would also text updates about her next steps in her cancer battle. She was always willing to try something new, always willing to fight and be here for us and be here for her family. I look back at one of my last texts to her that was just, keep fighting, Jen. You are one hell of a warrior. God bless you and Godspeed. And then, of course, I sent her the meme of Diana Prince transforming into Wonder Woman. Because Jen was a Wonder Woman. Jen was a great mom, wife, co-worker, fighter, warrior, and friend. I know that her husband Ryan, her kids Finn and Nora, her parents Paul and Peggy, her brother Greg, and the rest of the Belliotti and farmer families miss her beyond words. But I take comfort in knowing that her fight is over and that she now can finally rest. And that she is with so many past loved ones from her family and even my family. And like all of those, she can do so much more up there than she could ever do down here. And she did so much down here. Because that's what Jen was all about, always doing more for others. Thank you for all you've done and for what you continue to do, Jen. You are so loved.
That's beautiful, Kev. I know she meant a lot to you. Jen was a force, man. She really was a fighter. When, you know, and I will open up the phone lines. If you want to leave a message for Ryan, Nora, Finn, for the family, you could have a direct message to them because Kevin's going to send this audio to them. And Ryan wants it. He wants to hear what she meant to this community. What she spent her whole life and gave everything to Y98. So I think it's so cool for you to send those messages so the kids know that what their mom did and her legacy is living on and that Ryan knows that her legacy is living on. So if you want to do that, 314-531-9898. I didn't have the same relationship with Jen that you had, Kevin, but I had known her through the industry and we had talked just because we had mutual friends and things like that. And so one of the first people when Jen had moved to Midday so she could spend more time with her family and focus on this fight with cancer, she was one of the first people to call me when I got the job. She was first phone call. And I think this is such a Jen story. It just encompasses who she is as a human, as a person. So when you have like, this is my wife and I just had our first baby when I accepted this job. I basically signed my contract in the delivery room. And so when you have your first baby, you and your wife just stare at this thing. You're like, never leave it alone. Right. And I got a phone call. So as Jen Myers shows up on my call, I just signed my contract. I told my wife, like, I won't leave you alone. We both have to be watching this baby at all times. And my wife's like, okay. I'm like, it'll probably be like 5 minutes. I'll talk to Jen. She'll probably say, congratulations, move on. 2 hours later, I walk back into the house.
Oh my gosh.
Because that was Jen. She was. Yep. She never met a stranger. She would just talk. Yep, and talk and share everything with you. I talked to her on the phone for 2 hours when I first got this job because that was the type of heart that Jen had. She loved talking and communicating and sharing her life with everybody. 2 hours later, walked back in the house. That was some 5 minutes.
Right.
But like, that was Jen. If you have a Jen story, you have a message you want to send to the family and to the kids, or just say how much Jen meant to you because you've been listening to Y98. I'm going to open up the phone lines. We're going to give this audio directly to the family. 314-531-9898. We're going to take as many calls as we can get on Y98. Whew, this is a tough one today. It's the Brett Mega Show. Yesterday, during the show, actually, Kevin finished the show. In the middle of the show, he got a text message and found out that a longtime family member of Y98 and someone who has been part of the mornings and your mornings for 15 years, Jen Myers, passed away after a long, long battle with cancer. And man, Jen was an amazing human and such a fighter. And we want to honor her in every way, shape, or form we can. And we want to know, we want her legacy to live on because she had such a big impact on Y98. So Ryan and the kids have asked for this audio. They said, hey, can you, whatever you do on the air, can you, because this Y98 meant so much to Jen. She said, can you send the audio to me? So this is an opportunity for, if you want to call into the show and just say, if you have a Jen story, a time you ran into her, what she meant to you, a message to Ryan and the kids, 314-531-9898, because that's what we do. We're all a family. We grieve together. We talk it out together. We're in here. We're in it together. And so it's an opportunity for you to communicate directly to Ryan and the kids. Kara, you wanna say something to them, or do you have a Jen story?
Something to them. I started listening to Y98 when I was in middle school, and my dad had the fortunate ability to be able to be part of the drop-offs with me and take me to school. And every single morning we would listen to Y98 and whatever morning show was, you know, on Y98 at the time. Yeah. So I remember when I first started listening, Jen Myers was a huge role in the morning show. And so I wanted to let the family know that though it was a lot later that she was able to take that time off and be part of her own kids' drop-offs, she was part of mine. And I imagine she was a part of so many others before that time frame. And I equate Courtney and Company and Jen Myers with my childhood and my mornings on the way to school. And so many times I did not want to get out of the car because I wanted to hear the last story or hear what everyone was saying. And so I just wanted to say thank you. And I am incredibly sorry for your loss.
That's so beautiful, Kara.
Yeah, well said. I love the fact that, you know, Jen was part of those drop-offs for other families too, because you do, like, drop-offs kind of suck sometimes as parents, but you, like, then you're like, I miss them when they don't have them anymore. And Jen got to do all of those drop-offs with everybody. Angela, you had a message for Ryan, the kids, or a Jen story?
Yeah, to Ryan and the kids, I just want you to know how much Jen has meant to us as listeners. Similar to the last listener, I grew up with Jen. As she experienced life events, I experienced life events. And it was so meaningful for her to share her stories with us. And I felt like I was a friend with her, and I Facebook friended her. And she wished me a happy birthday.
That's a Jen story, too. Yep. Jen never missed a happy birthday on Facebook. Never. That was like one of her rules in life. Isn't that like so cool?
Yes, and I remember thinking, oh my gosh, a celebrity.
So cool.
So sweet.
But I felt connected to her, and she was a friend, and I had the chance to meet Ryan a few weeks ago and extend my love to him. But we are really going to miss her, and thank you all for what you do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. That was a beautiful message. Ebony, you had a message for Ryan and the kids, or a Jen story?
I have a Jen story. Well, I mean, it messes as well. Jen and I were going through infertility treatments at the same time. So listening to her and her stories made me feel that I wasn't alone. That I wasn't alone, that we did what we could, that it wasn't our fault, nobody's fault. It's just what happened for us that we've got to deal with. And she's the one. Listening to her every day on my way to work made me feel I can do this too.
Wow.
She thinks I can do this too, you know? And since then, I listen every day to the show just because of Jen. And when she left, I just stay here just because of she was there and she's gone home.
It's like you felt Jen's presence. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She just didn't move. She just was gone. And we are the same age. We have our kids at the same. We managed to have our kids.
Wow.
At the
same
age.
Wow.
What a beautiful story about the infertility coming full circle.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So I live with her, the treatments, the pregnancies, and everything. And I felt like he was my friend there, you know? And I'm so terribly sorry that she lost her bottle, you know? It's just horrible. So I just wanted to say, we love you, Jen, whatever you are. We will always love you. And to her family, you were blessed to have her in your life as well.
Thank you, Ebony, for sharing your story. So give those kiddos a big hug for us, okay?
All right, bye.
All right, there are still more people on hold and text messages. We want to get to them. If you want to leave a message for Ryan and the kids so they can really truly understand the impact that Jen had and her legacy living on, I'll give you a chance to say whatever you want. 314-531-9898. We're going to take more calls. If you're on hold, hang right there. We are going to get to your messages, we promise, all in honor of Jen Myers. It's one of those tough ones, man. Yesterday we got to news that we lost Jen Myers. She was a long, long part of Y98 and part of the family here, and did mornings on Y98, waking people up, being part of their lives, and the impact that she had. It's so cool to honor her this way, because this is audio we're going to send directly to Ryan, her husband, and her kids, Finn and Nora. She was 49 and left two kids who have so much life behind. And we want to know, they to know, that their mom had such a huge impact on so many people's lives. And man, hearing people's stories of the fearlessness of Jen sharing her stories and making people feel less alone when they were struggling with infertility, to their battles with cancer and letting them people know that they can fight, and that inspired other people. Jen's legacy is living on through you.
Right, exactly. You know, it's funny. She would come in here, you know, after treatments, before treatments, continually wrapped up like a mummy to be here to share those stories, because she knew how important it was that her struggle got shared so others who are going through that would relate, would also not give up. And that was just Jen. You know, she just gave so much of herself for others. And that's what, you know, I just, you can feel her presence. I will miss her. I know she's not physically here, but her spirit will always live on.
We're taking phone calls. If you have a message to Ryan, the kids, or if you have a Jen story in her honor. Chris, you have something you want to say?
Yes. So I've been listening to Y98 since Phillips and Company. So
have I.
So I just have to say, when Jen was on the air, she had this magnetic voice, and her laugh was infectious. Like, every time she laughed, I laughed. I know whenever she left, like the other caller said, I still wanted to listen. And really hearing Kevin's voice helped a lot, but I missed her so much.
Yeah.
And the ripple effect, the cool thing is about radio and TV, is you're able to reach so many people. And I was thinking, my gosh, the ripple effect of Jen Myers and how she went through her motherhood. That's what touched me the most, is becoming a mother. The stories that she told about her journey of getting pregnant and having her first baby, that's when I was listening the most.
Yeah.
It helped me remember when I was pregnant and had my child. And it touched my heart so much. But I am astounded by her love for her fellow man, her commitment to making awareness for cancer treatments. And I'm very, very sorry for her family, for Nora and Finn. And I having lost a mother-in-law to cancer that I never even got to know her, the ripple effect through the family is remembrance with love, and that they're never gone. They're always with you. But there's a really short poem I don't know if there's time to read it.
No, go on,
Chris.
Yeah, go on.
Be like Jen. Be like Jen. Yeah. You know, there was no time limit.
Yeah.
It says, and this one's by Connie Keeter Bird, Never Forgotten. Somebody gave me this whenever I lost my son, and I thought of her. To honor you, I get up every day and take a breath and start another day without you in it. To honor you, I laugh and love with those who knew your smile and the way your eyes twinkled with mischief and secret knowledge. To honor you, I take the time to appreciate everyone I love. I know now that there is no guarantee of days or hours spent in their presence. To honor you, I listen to music you would have liked and sing it at the top of my lungs with the window rolled down. To honor you, I take chances, say what I feel, hold nothing back, risk making a fool of myself, and dance every dance. You are my light, my heart, my gift of love from the very highest source. So every day I vow to make a difference. Share a smile, laugh, and love.
Wow. That was beautiful, Chris.
So Thank you, Chris.
Chris, your relationship with Jen was just through the radio. And look,
through the radio.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Wow. It just shows you what she was able to do. Yeah, that's beautiful. It is so beautiful. So thank you so much. And that's what literally, we asked Kevin, like, hey, Kevin, can we, you know, he was like texting with, you know, Ryan. And Ryan, that's what he said. Like, I just want people to feel Jen's presence.
Yes.
Laugh, cry, like, feel Jen. And so thank you so much for sharing. If you've texted in, we're reading every single text message. We're trying to get to every single phone call. We've also, if you want to go to our Instagram, you can go to our Instagram and write a message to Ryan and his family. We'll send those messages so he can see it too. Go to Brett Mega Show or Y98STL on Instagram if you want to write a message for Jen. But we love you, Jen. We miss you. And we'll leave you. We're all going to take a deep breath for a second. We're going to play this song because I feel like it's perfect for us to take a deep breath, to close our eyes, and we'll be with you in a second. Whew, today is a tough one. Yesterday we got the news that we lost a family member, someone who was part of Y98 for 15 years, helping people wake up in the morning when they're dropping their kids off at school or going to work. Jen was an escape. We lost Jen Myers after a very long, hard-fought battle with cancer. And so people are sharing what Jen meant to them, because that's what Jen did.
Yeah.
She woke up with everybody here in St. Louis and she loved Y98 with her whole heart. She gave everything to Y98 and to you, and you meant so much to Jen. And so people are just sharing those stories. And Kevin got a text message from Ryan.
I got a text from Ryan, which, oh man, I love this guy. He said, thank you for your bravery for reading that piece about Jen earlier. It was beautiful and you did great. Love you, man. And I wrote back, I said, thank you for listening to our show over Courtney's. Unlike my wife. Love you, man, as well.
You can listen to whatever helps you escape.
Exactly.
But I think it's interesting that if you are listening right now, you are doing it with Ryan and the kids.
Yeah.
You were doing it with Jen.
Yep.
Jen would probably she'd be listening to Y98 because Y98 was in her heart. And the other thing is that if you had a message and you were wondering if Ryan and the kids heard it, they did.
They did.
So, and if you write on our Instagram, you can go on our Instagram. We'll send those messages too. So Ryan and the kids can know the impact that their mom had and how strong she was and what she did for people here in St. Louis. So go to our Instagram, Y98STL, and comment and write whatever you want to write to Jen, because she's reading it in heaven, I'm sure, and she's watching over. There's also another way for you to donate for Ryan and the kids. I hate to be the one who brings it up, but there is just a reality of Ryan, those kids are going through a lot right now. And so they have a GoFundMe page. If you want to help, if you can help, I know we're all going through a lot. There's a link on our Instagram that could donate to Ryan and the kids, if you can, in honor of Jen's name. The other thing that was, Jen was so like, such an important part of people's lives is, Hannah, she did the entertainment segment.
Yeah, she did. Every single day on
Y98, Jen would give people the entertainment news, and they called it the entertainment schmig. So for one time only, and for one, guys, soak this in for a second, though. And just take a deep breath. This is the last time the entertainment shmig will ever happen on Y98. So we're going to change the name of our entertainment segment back to the entertainment shmig in honor of Jen Myers. Hannah will do the entertainment segment in honor of Jen. And we have the old open from the old days where it's called the entertainment shmig. Because, Jen, we know that you're probably doing the shmig up in heaven right now. And Jesus and God and everyone around are like, man, we're doing the shmig up here right now. So let's do it.
Welcome to Hollywood.
Hollywood.
Getting you caught up on all things Hollywood.
Hollywood headlines.
It's entertainment shmig on Y98 St. Louis.
Oh, man, I hope I don't mess this one up. So for the past month or so, people have been obsessed with the Menendez brothers after their Netflix special Monsters was released. If you don't know, it's about the set of brothers who killed both of their parents following like horrific crimes that happened to both of these boys as children. And this Netflix series has gotten so big and so much popularity that it even has sparked interest in the LA County District Attorney, George Gascon, as he announced that he is going to ask a judge to free both Eric and Lyle Menendez.
Wow.
So the influence of this Netflix.
Media, yeah.
Yes, it is causing things. It actually might be turned over. So they're saying based on the ages of the boys at the time of the crimes, they were 18 and 21 years old. The judge is going to recommend that they should be eligible for parole immediately. So that means that if the judge does sign off today, a parole board will decide if the brothers can go free.
What a crazy story, and the power of like Netflix and TV and storytelling.
Yes. So a hearing has been set for late November. And that's interesting because the attorney that is fighting for them, that is when he's up for re-election.
Wow. Interesting, yeah.
This has been the Entertainment Shmig.
In honor of Jen Myers.
In honor of Jen.
I guess that's showbiz.
And that's the Shmig on Y98 St. Louis.
It's crazy. That was the Entertainment Shmig on Y98 in honor of Jen. And it was interesting that Kevin had gotten the text message in the middle of the show, and we still had to do the show yesterday. I think, Kevin, you can admit you were a complete master in the show yesterday. It was so hard, but the show does go on. But it's interesting that Kevin got the text message about Jen on a day that AB had set aside to be closer to God. Mm-hmm. And we'll tell you what that day looked like for AB, and it's such an interesting day for her yesterday. Get you updated right after Post Malone. Today is such an emotional day on the Brett Mega Show. I feel like everyone's been crying the entire show. If you've been part of the Y98 family, I'm sure you've heard, but if you haven't, we lost Jen Myers. She was 49 years old, extremely long battle with cancer. Kevin got the text message yesterday in the middle of the show. Yeah. And it was interesting so we honor Jen today on today's show and share her stories. It's interesting that Kevin had gotten the text message about Jen because AB yesterday had a day planned out well in advance that she was going to spend the day closer to God, and then got a day, I think, we all needed to be closer to God.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about what your day looked like yesterday and what you were doing.
Yeah. So I go to this Bible study at Omen Coffee downtown, and like I'll shout them out a million times. I think what they're doing is amazing. But they were talking about the importance of the Sabbath and how if the devil can't make us sin, he'll make us busy. Mm-hmm. And I was like, whoa, that is like,
that's powerful.
Yeah, that's very powerful. I was like, there's a lot of times I just feel too busy for God, and I'll do like I'm going to do my 2-minute devotional and just go to bed or do something like that. So I was like, okay, I'm really going to take the time and like do like a true Sabbath, which I don't think I've ever done ever. And most people think that like has to be Sunday, you know, you go to church and then whatever, but it really can be any day you make it. And I wrote down a bunch of rules for myself that I had to follow.
Oh, wow.
I'll read a couple of them.
You created these rules, though.
I created these rules. Okay. Yeah, it's kind of whatever works for you. Like, you kind of have to come up with your own routine. But this is just kind of what I did yesterday. I can't do any work after work, and that includes chores like laundry, shopping, dishes, all that kind of stuff. No social media, no TV, no phone games, which is very hard for me. No secular music, stay off my phone for as long as possible, and be in constant conversation with God and enjoy his creation. So,
were you able to do it?
I did it. Right after work, I like shut my phone off. When I got home, I put my phone in a drawer in my bedroom, and I was like, okay, I don't need to be on this really at all.
I felt bad because there was a couple of work text messages that came through and that AB was on, and I knew she was doing it. And I was like, oh man, I feel bad that we've like, I group texted Hannah and AB on something I needed from social media wise. And then there was a lot of group text messages.
And I didn't get any of them.
I did not feel bad because I knew that she was going to stick to this Sabbath.
But yeah. Then I also realized that like, that's part of it. That's on her to look mm-hmm. away from her phone and the temptations that are happening.
Yeah.
So then I didn't feel bad anymore.
So I kind of just got home. I read my Bible for a little bit. I took a little nap. I went to this park near my house and went on like a 2-hour walk just with God, wow. like in oh, wow. silence, which I am like in so silence. Bad wow. about silence. Every time I was driving, I made sure to drive the exact speed limit because I was really trying to like just slow down my day, like not be in a hurry at all. And that was wow. really hard. And people around me were getting very irritated, like on the highway.
Yeah, yeah, that's kind of annoying. I don't think God needs to be annoying.
Well, it's just like a testament to like, you're always rushing to get to the next thing. And I'm yeah. like, there is absolutely no rush. I had no concept of time. Because I didn't have my phone.
Oh, yeah.
So when I was on my walk, like in the middle of these woods, I was like, I hope it doesn't get dark and I get lost, but okay. But my friend, my best friend, did her Sabbath a couple days ago, and she like went on a drive with God and was listening to worship music. And she was like, God, I invite you into my car. And her passenger seat immediately
wow.
lit up.
Shut up. Oh. That's freaky. Oh, wow.
And she immediately texted me and was like, what are you doing right now? I'm coming over. And I was like, okay. It was like 8:30 or 9 at night, which is my bedtime.
Well, homegirl needs to get off her phone.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, she was like, I have to tell you what just happened. And she like walked into my house basically in tears, like, God is in my car. And I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't get any cool signs from God like that yesterday. Maybe next time. I'm really trying to do this once a week.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
Did you like it?
I really did like it. But it is like, I get in
my
head about...
Did you find it challenging?
I get in my head about like, am I doing it right? Like, am I really slowing down? Am I doing this for the right reasons? Like, I don't, like, I just get in my head about all that stuff.
What do you mean by that though? Like, what would be the wrong? Like, what would make it wrong?
I don't know. I don't even know.
Like the rules aren't strict enough, the rules aren't the right rules.
I mean, yeah, or you feel like, I mean, hey, there's a reason why in the Bible he said we need the Sabbath. We need that day of rest. This yeah. is that day of yeah. rest. And you just unfortunately have never really
I think
taken
it's very hard for me to rest. So even when I was like laying in my bed reading my Bible, I'm still like thinking about other things and doing it. So I'm like, oh, I'm not like doing it right. But I know like this is my first time ever doing yeah. it. It's only gonna get better. But
the fact that you set aside that time to like get closer to God is already like such a big important step that I think you should be proud of yourself for and happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And even like on my walk, I was like, okay, God, like I've kind of run out of things to say. I'm like, what do you got for me? Like, I don't know. It's just like learning to hear God's voice because I'm not in silence really ever.
Yeah.
And so
I think most of us are, whether you're religious yeah. or not, or you're having conversations with God, whatever your choices are, it is a constant reminder. We live in a world that is busy with social media and entertainment. And so we are constantly on the go and moving at lightning speed and just slowing down and taking a deep breath and appreciating the things and the people around us on a day that I think, especially after we lost Jen, to reminding us those loved ones and those connections, that's what really matters mm-hmm. in life. That's the yeah. really important stuff, but it's hard. And so what a cool and awesome way to take a deep breath and just kind of respect the peace and silence that we all need. Mm-hmm. Glad you were able to do that journey, because I think most of us on the show would not be able to do this journey. We appreciate you sharing, AB, and let us know if you continue to keep doing
yeah.
it. We're still commercial-free, by the way, on the Brett Maga Show. We appreciate you listening. Appreciate you honoring Jen Myers all morning long on Y98 St. Louis. We miss you, Jen. So if you've listened to Y98 for all these years and you've been part of the Y98 family, you might have already heard, but yesterday we got the devastating news and the heartbreaking news that Jen Myers had passed away after a long battle with cancer. Now, Jen had shared so much on the air and was so awesome at so many things, but one of the things that she was so well known for is the entertainment mm-hmm, segment. Jen yeah. did the entertainment segment, but Jen had named it and coined it the Entertainment Schmig. And even when she did move to middays and spend more time with her family, it was always the Entertainment Schmig. So for one last time only, Hannah will do not the Hollywood hashtag, but we're going to call it the Entertainment Schmig.
Welcome to Hollywood.
Hollywood.
Getting you caught up on all things Hollywood.
Hollywood headlines.
It's Entertainment Schmig on Y98 St. Louis.
Police in Argentina are moving full steam ahead in the Liam Payne death investigation. They have now raided the hotel where Liam had passed away. So what they wanted out of this was to get all the electronic and paper records from before, during, and after Liam's incident. This is so that they can like gain more information with hotel employees to determine who sold Liam the drugs. And in that raid, they seized documentation, film records, and videos. So they're really trying to get all the information they can get to like hopefully arrest someone who gave Liam the drugs, sold Liam the drugs.
You know what I was interested in those pictures is there's this Dove box in all the drug paraphernalia. And everyone's like, wow, that Dove box is weird. Like, there's a bar of soap box. They think that's how the hotel workers got them the drugs.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
They would like, oh, you needed some extra soap, huh? And inside the box of soap was drugs. So if you see that picture on TMZ everywhere, there's all these drugs everywhere, and then there's like a soapbox of Dove. That's how they think they're smuggling in the drugs to these celebrities.
Yeah, we'll just have to find out more information as it comes. This has been the Entertainment Schmig.
All in honor of Jen
Myers. All in honor. We love you, Jen.
I guess that's showbiz.
And that's the Schmig on Y98 St. Louis.
It's cool. For one last time, that is the last time we were just listening. But the Entertainment Schmig was done on Y98. Jen, we will miss you. Your impact on Y98 is felt, and we love you, and we're thinking of you and praying for you. It's Y98 St. Louis.
What you say?
What the beep do we say? It's been a week on the Brett Megan Show. Actually, the last 24 hours feel like a week. So what we're going to do is Kevin actually takes a piece of audio that we actually set on the Brett Megan Show, and then he beeps out what's behind it, and then you try to guess what's like. What are these words that are beeped out? Where can you get a boo bucket at?
McDonald's.
All right, so you need this question.
I thought you said, where can you get a I'm like,
what a hand of thought I said when I said boo bucket. Do you know? 314-531-9898. And everyone really wants to get what Hannah thought.
Yeah.
Everybody does. What the beep do we say?
What you say?
What the beep did we say? It's been a week. The last 24 hours have felt like a week. So what Kevin does is he goes find some audio. Something somebody actually said on the show. Then he beeps it out and you try to guess what's behind the beep. This is what we played for you. Where can you get a boo bucket at?
McDonald's.
All right, so you need this question.
I thought you said, where can you get a I'm like,
Do you remember what you said, Anna?
I do remember what I said.
Go ahead, Kevin. Where can you get a boo bucket at?
McDonald's.
All right, so you need this question.
I thought you said, where can you get a boob? I'm like, your mother? Facts!
You can get a boob from your mother, yeah, but at a certain age, it just gets weird. But yeah, I think everybody would like a boob.
Yeah?
You know what? This weekend...
Me too. I want bigger ones.
Wow. You say
that's gonna be on next week's What the Beep.
Fun facts, baby, fun facts. Fun facts, baby, fun facts Friday.
All right, let's have some fun on a Friday and do a little fun fact Friday. These are going to be some facts you can tell your friends, repeat them while you're drinking and hanging out and blow some people's mind. We do it as a competition, though. Kevin will give a fact, I will give a fact, and then we'll go around the room and judge which fact you find more interesting, more mind-blowing. People just vote on randomness. It's just fun. Hannah will be a judge. Alex and AB are the judges. Kevin, you want to give your fact first?
Yeah, I like this fact. I never knew this. Do you know that this fact... is that rainbows are actually full circles. You just can't see the bottom half because of the ground.
Yeah, maybe. How do we know that?
That's confusing.
Yeah, how do you know?
Because you can't see it.
Yeah, but how do we know that
so
it goes through?
So then it's not a
circle? Lucky charm guy? Yeah,
right. The lucky charm guy?
That fact came from a leprechaun.
All right, I'm going to make a risk on mine. I'm going to go political. But I think you might find it interesting, guys. A lot of people doing like early voting, absentee voting and stuff like that, right? It's relevant right now. Astronauts can vote from space, but they don't do it as an absentee ballot. They vote on a computer that sends an encrypted message to the county clerk where they live. So they don't actually vote absentee ballot. They actually vote like we all do, just from outer space.
Okay,
people actually vote.
Instantly, I'm voting for Kev.
Come on!
I used to work on a political news station. I can't handle any more political
Ask
news.
Ask them if they
and
know how
And that's probably why people are always complaining about political scams because of the astronauts. I now know who to blame. I'm going with the leprechaun and the full circle rainbow.
Man, that's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
No,
gosh.
For real. I'm going to go with Brett. Because there's a lot of people wondering how you can vote early, how you can be absentee, like all these different things. People have excuses as to they don't want to go wait in line all day. If the astronauts can vote from outer space, then you have no excuse why you can't vote right here on Earth.
Send a message to the positivity of the people about voting.
One,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay, even though Kevin's fact like kind of didn't make sense, I think I have to go with Kevin.
Yeah, hey, why? Rainbows,
I don't know. I just
win.
Thought it was cooler.
See, yeah. This is what I'm talking about. The people
nobody
just vote
wants
ridiculous.
To talk about voting right now. We're already like being.
Everybody wants to
with
talk
it.
About voting. Get out and vote, people.
We
that's
know.
How we, do.
We only
we
talk
will.
About it, you know, every few years or so.
Yeah.
Like, huh?
Wow.
You
okay.
Guys don't understand what was drilled into my head.
I asked them if they knew that fact. I bet you blow their mind.
No, I'm not bringing it up.
Well, maybe bring up the leprechaun fact to them
that's
because
right.
They might be more interested. Kevin gets to win.
Yeah.
Fun fact Friday.
Rainbows over politics, people.
Fun fact, baby, fun fact. Fun fact, baby, fun fact Friday.